Lori Cubsa today, candidate for Madison School Board. Lori, why are you running?
I'm running for the school board because Madison is a really wonderful community, and I think we deserve more from the school board. We need more accountability. We need to feel comfortable that we're doing the best for the kids. I'm really frustrated with the way our current board is managing the district, and I think we need changes, and that's why I felt that I needed to run.
How does your background prepare you for this role?
I think there's really three qualities I bring to this that will make me a good candidate. I'm a mother. I am a Sherman Middle School PTO president, and I am a lawyer. And I think those three things all make me well qualified. I have three students in the Madison School District. My sons are 18 and 16. They go to East High School. My daughter is 13 and she goes to Sherman Middle School. I am the president of the Sherman Middle School parent group and have been for a number of years. And while I've been at Sherman, while my children were at Sherman, we really went from being a school in crisis to really a very wonderful middle school. So I've seen the process as a school transitions, and I know what the Madison school system can do if we put our minds to it, if we get the public involved, if we get parents and the kids involved, and I'd like to see that happen through the district as a whole. Also, as part of the North Side, as a parent on the North Side, I work with the North Side PTO Coalition, which is a group of PTO representatives from all the North Side schools, including Sherman. And so in that way, again, we've worked with the community to deal with issues of concern to the larger North Side area. Professionally, I'm an attorney. I'm a lawyer at the Boardman Law Firm, where I practice municipal law. And in my role there, I work with local governments to solve problems they have, to solve issues, look for creative ways to deal with concerns that they have, dealing also with financial issues, especially for those municipalities. I've served on our firm's executive committee, and for 5 years I worked on making the type of business decisions other business people make, setting salaries, establishing benefits, making cost-benefit analysis. So I think all three of those aspects, being a parent, being a PTO president, and being a lawyer, are all valuable things that I can bring to the position as a school board member.
So, Lori, why should I, as a Madison voter, vote for you? What's the case for the voters?
We're facing a lot of challenges in the Madison School District, and we need to approach those challenges in a different way. We can't just continue to manage the way we have been in the past. We can't say we like the way we're doing everything, and we're just going to continue to keep doing it the same way. We just don't have those same type of resources to continue that way. So that means we need to look at what we're doing and try to do a better job. We need to look at the programs that we currently have and look at whether they're effective. Are we using our money in the most effective ways? That includes looking at things like our reading program. Is the reading program we have the right way to go? I'm very concerned about having turned down that $2 million grant, and we need to really be confident of that before we make those type of decisions. Also, with regard to budgeting, we've heard over the last couple of years when we come to budgeting decisions, we're pitting one side of the community against another, program against program, and that just isn't right. We need to get the community more involved in the budget-making process. And we've been hearing this for many years, yet the board really hasn't done much differently. We need to get the fine arts community involved, looking at partnerships on how we can fund the types of fine arts programs we want. Same thing with athletics. We need to be looking at partnerships and how do we fund those programs through partnerships. And the board needs to look at that. Another issue for me is trying to minimize the achievement gap. I really think we have a problem in the district because we only look at how the district is doing as a whole. We look at the average, and we often hear administration say that we don't have an achievement gap problem, or they minimize our achievement gap problem by saying, look at how we're doing as a district as a whole. Look at how many National Merit Scholars we have. Look at what our reading scores are as a whole. But if you look at individual schools, if you go school by school, the picture isn't always so rosy. And we need to do that. My experience at Sherman showed that a school can be left far behind if we're not paying attention every minute to how that school is doing. And we need to have that kind of plan, school by school plan, to see how they're doing, whether they're meeting their goals, what resources are needed in order to help schools be successful. And that could be a variety of things. It may be new, more vigorous leadership. It could be more experienced teachers. It could be financial resources. It could be smaller schools. There's a variety of things to do, and there's not a cookie-cutter answer for every school, and we need to take that individual approach. And the district really hasn't done that. And by failing to do that, I think we limit our chances to address the achievement gap. Another item has to do with the redistricting that we're seeing, the reboundering. Again, this is an issue where the community needed to be involved, yet the community wasn't asked ahead of time to come up with solutions on how they would suggest addressing issues. If the district had concerns about overcrowding, about under-enrollment at schools, that's a perfect time to go to the community and ask them for their ideas and input. Yet the district didn't do that and instead came out with proposals that really, again, divide the district. There seems to be this element of the district having all the answers instead of going to the community and saying, you're a partner with us, let us together create answers and find solutions.
Lori, how about other people who are thinking about a similar run? What advice would you have for them?
Well, first you need to make sure this is really something you want to do. It's something you feel passionately about, the particular challenge you're taking on. And this is something I feel is really important, being a school board member, improving our school district, improving our kids' education. We can all sit back and complain about why we don't like the way the current school board is managed or that we're dealing with budget cuts, but unless we're willing to step forward and actually take on the challenge of running for the school board and seeing that those challenges are met and those problems solved, unless we're willing to do that, we don't really have the right to just sit back and complain. Another wonderful thing about running for the school board is that it gives you a chance to talk to other people who also feel very passionate about kids' education and doing the best job we can for our students. People have wonderful motives when it comes to our kids. Madison wants and deserves the best type of education they can get for our kids. And that's one thing that really comes clear when you go around and talk to people in the community, that everybody, without a doubt, wants to provide a wonderful education for our kids. It's just a matter sometimes that different people would go about doing that differently. And we need to embrace those ideas in different ways of addressing problems.
Lori, how about career advice? You know, as you think about, well, your sons who are getting up in high school and now thinking about college, you know, what advice would you give them and others who are thinking about their plans going forward?
First, you need to find something that you really care about, something you're very interested in. Because one of the things I found out as I went through school and became a lawyer is that there are so many different career opportunities out there, and most of us just have absolutely no idea. All the different types of opportunities are there. So if you find out what you're interested in and you follow that, you will find a niche for you that fits in with what you're interested in. You shouldn't just settle for something that can bring in a paycheck. You can really find something that fits with who you are and what you want to be.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Lori.
Thank you.